and my struggle to speak has made me who I am.
Welcome to CattleCast with Capital Area District Library's Executive Director, Scott Dymstra.
Welcome to another episode of CattleCast. Many writers have reasons for writing a memoir. My guest on this episode wrote that surviving your life, making your way through the good and bad, nudges you to make a record of it, to leave signposts for those who come after, especially your children. My guest is Sharon Emery, and her memoir is It's Hard Being You, a primer on being happy anyway. Sharon, thank you so much for joining me for CattleCast.
Thanks for having me, Scott, and thanks for thinking outside of the box in inviting a person who struggles to speak to talk with you today. Listening is a challenge, and I know listening to me can be very challenging. So I always ask my audience to try to overcome the difficulty of listening to this fluent speech. I ask them to focus not on the way I speak, but on what I say. I work hard to make sure it's worth their time, so I look forward to your questions.
Thank you so much, Sharon. And you talked about your stutter in the introduction, and that is one of your life experiences that you talk about in your memoir. Could you relate it to the quote that I shared in the introduction? Explain what other events in your life nudged you to write It's Hard Being You.
Sure. Many events that are considered tragedies have happened in my life. My daughter drowned. My sister jumped from a bridge 660 feet into the Rio Grande, and despite trying desperately to stop stuttering for much of my life, I still stutter. It turns out it's incurable. But that's not the end of the story. My daughter's life was a wonderful gift, and my struggle to speak has made me who I am, and I like who I am. I wanted my children to know that kind of resilience, because no matter how hard we try to avoid it, bad things are going to happen to us. They just are. But human beings have amazing power to survive them, and I wanted my children to know that.
It's very moving and something that truly comes out in your memoir. But I know it's not easy as well. And so for someone who wants to look at the difficulties that they had in their life and live with them, what's a place for someone to start if they're looking for meaning when looking at the difficulties that they live through?
That's a great question. I think you need to look at the big picture and ask yourself, where do the difficulties I've faced fit into my life story? What is the story I want my life to tell? How do I want it to unfold? And how do I want it to end? You need to look at yourself as the author of your life, and then you need to tell the story. We all need to be authors, because then our stories become part of the larger human narrative. Bigger than me, bigger than you, bigger than all of us. The way we survive is important to tell.
It's very moving, and it truly comes across in your book as well. And you've wrote about and also done a very popular TED Talk that we link to in the description of this episode about living with a severe stutter. Have you heard from others after you've shared your story?
Yes. Over the past 10 years, more than 12,000 people have watched the YouTube video of that talk, and several people who stutter blogged and tweeted about it. So it became a thing for a while. But what really impressed me was the reaction of people who don't stutter. First, they had never heard a person who stutters, and one who stutters a lot, talk for 10 whole minutes. And actually, it was 14, because I was really nervous that day. Secondly, listeners had no idea how they look to us people who stutter. Unbeknownst to them, their painful discomfort is written all over their faces. I encourage your listeners to Google that talk and see slides of some of those faces. I almost feel sorry for them. Almost.
And you do. It's very serious, but you have a very humorous take on it as well, too, with some
yes.
of those images. And you said you were nervous, but you looked so casual in the performance. You were there with your tablet and scrolling through your notes.
All right.
And you
Thank
did. You looked. You looked very. Very, I'll say TED Talk-ish. You looked very professional in the delivery of it. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. And you briefly in the introduction talked about the passing of your daughter. And could you
yes.
talk about MSU's Jessica Emery Schneider Music Therapy Service Fund?
I know, that is quite a title.
It is.
It is. I can't say it, but my husband and I established the fund in the name of our daughter Jessica, who had developed mental disabilities. Music was a great comfort and a great joy in her life, and we wanted to find some way to bring that to other people with disabilities. Our friends Judy and Dick Winner established the Eric Winner Rick Star Music Therapy Camp at the MSU School of Music. So we started there. The fund allows people with disabilities who are unable to play musical instruments to instead create music on electronic tablets called Just Pads. This is an example of the way you can find a place in your life for the bad things that happen to you. You find a way to give them a meaning beyond tragedy.
And we will link to a description of the fund as well, too. And
excellent, thank
and
you.
There, and I was looking at photos of release parties for your book as well, too. And I know you use that as a fundraiser for the fund, too. And
absolutely.
Just reading the story about it, it was truly moving as well, too. And
thank you.
We always like to end with this being a library podcast, with a library type question.
Yes.
So do you have a title that you have read, that you've watched, or that you've listened to that you would recommend to our listeners?
Well, first I just want to say that I'm so grateful that the Capital Area District Libraries made my book available, and that I'm absolutely thrilled that there's a waiting list for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As for additional reading, it hits close to home. Both my husband and son have works at the library that I recommend. My husband, former Lansing State Journal columnist John Schneider wrote the book Waiting for Home, the Richard Prangley story, and I believe that's available to read in the library. In addition, my son, Ben Schneider, is frontman for the band Lord Huron, and all four of Ben's albums are available through the library. What both John and Ben have to say is part of that larger human narrative that I talked about earlier. So I think it's important. Thank you.
I always love recommendations that you say you can get from the library as well.
Yes,
I love
that's
that.
That's the way to do it.
Exactly. But Sharon, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of CattleCast. For those of you who have not had a chance to read it, as Sharon mentioned, there is a hold queue for it at our library, but her title is It's Hard Being You. It is available at our library. We'll have a link to it in our catalog. You can also find it at your favorite local bookstore as well. Sharon, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Don't miss another great interview. Subscribe to the CattleCast podcast and share it with a friend.
Hey, it's Dee Dee in the Morning with Dee Dee's weekly download from Capital Area District Libraries. This week's title is A Little Devil in America, Notes in Praise of Black Performance by Hanif Abdul-Aqib. The latest collection by poet, essayist, and cultural critic Abdul-Aqib combines history, prose, and personal experience in a book that has earned the accolades Brilliant, Rapturous, and Revelatory. To stream or download this or other featured titles, just visit cadl.org/.
Stacks 92.1.